This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Did you miss me? Because I was having fun. I didn't miss you guys. Well, maybe a little bit. But anyway, some of you caught me last night on CNN, and you know, if you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch you can do up on the website. You can also find smarter people than I am in the chat room there. We have an online chat room, and we have a Facebook chat room. If you want to head over to Facebook, you know, we have, what do they call it, a live Facebook feed. So you can always find out what's going on there as well. And again, in both places, smarter people than I having some fun in there. They usually start to show well before I show up. That's not bad. But I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate all the support. And listen, I'm having a field day with some of this stuff. You know, I went to Fox today to see what they had actually just before the show started. See what stories they might have been working on. I usually hit them all. I hit MSNBC. I hit CNN. Take a look at, you know, Fox, see what's going on, try to find the truth somewhere in the middle, right? The first page of Fox, Matt Lauer is all over it. And now you're finding out that, you know, what is Lauer and Conyer, right? And Al Frankenstein and the rest of, what do they all have in common, right? They're male Democrat liberals telling you how great and how wonderful and how moral they are all these years. How they know what's best for us. They know what's, so ladies, apparently for years they've been telling you what they know what's best for you. So sexually assaulting you is what's best for you. Why do you push back? Why do you fight it? You hold these guys in high esteem, or you have over the years. And then again, you have Katie Couric and others close. Couric? Yeah, Couric. Not Cork. Couric. And others close to Matt Lauer. Right? They say they knew he was like this. So when do they become guilty, too? And again, I'm not shaming the victims because they weren't victims, according to them. Right? But when did they get nailed for this? When does it become an accomplice to the situation? And I'm tired of hearing it has to do with their jobs. We're all put in situations where we might lose our jobs over doing the right thing. These guys preyed on women for years. It ain't right. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, some of you saw me up on CNN last night. And yeah, I see it. Shut up. How did that happen? Anyway, some of you saw me up on, what was the name of that show? CNN last night. And the young lady I was with, which was really funny because when we were in the green room, And the older man, this is something I would never think of doing. And only because I'm not so sure it's the right thing to do, right? So, an older fella asked her how old she was. Right? So think about that. Would you ever ask somebody, I mean, I would never ask a woman how old they are. I'd be petrified. You know, I was always told, you know, that was one of those things you just never asked a lady. Right? Mama didn't raise an idiot. You're not going to catch me doing that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So anyway, I heard her talking to the fella next to her and talking about her young life and what she'd done and how wonderful she is and all the degrees she has. And at one point she looked at me and says, you know, she said, look, I am probably one of the most liberal people you find, right? As far left as you can get. And I know she was trying to make small talk with me, you know, because I was the uneducated guy in the room. I didn't have 12 PhDs, an MDA, an MG, LG, W, HIJ, KP. I didn't have any of those things. I barely made it out of high school. I had to go back and finish. You know? And as they were talking and they knew, figured out who I was after a while, she was like, you know, you got to feel like you kind of feel like, you know, you're all left out here. And one of the things I love to do is I don't go doing a whole bunch of talking or whatever in those places because I don't know who's doing what to who and how. I don't know who's, you know, who's looking for what information. You know what I'm saying? But what I thought was really interesting, again, I didn't know who this person was. I didn't know her story until I got back here. This was the girl, woman, lady, whatever, who believes, you know, she brought down Eric Bolling. She brought down, what's his name, O'Reilly, because she was sexually harassed by them. And I don't know if she was or wasn't. I don't know the whole story. Okay? But when you hear her talk, O'Reilly sexually harassed her by telling her or saying to her that professors in college weren't as pretty as she was. What harassment? How dare he? How dare he call her pretty? I don't get any of it. But I'm not the smart kind of room. Hey, is your credit score out of control? I mean, seriously, you can't buy a tricycle on credit? You want to know why? So Darius Norman joins us, and he's all about your credit score. He's all about teaching you how to handle your finances or your credit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty Health Ship. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Say 10%. 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Side of GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. There's plenty you can buy up there. You can buy my book, you can buy coffee mugs, you can buy water bottles, you can have... Don't use a credit card, though. Seriously, because we're going to talk about your credit score. I don't want you getting in the hock unless you know you can pay this stuff off like right away. We got to go back to the old-fashioned charge cards. We got to pay it at the end of the month. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you have with me, and you know, I do get to talk to many of you and some of my family members and people around us that we know well that talk about where they're at with credit. There's always a credit fight. There's always an issue with their credit or what have you. Many of you haven't figured out yet that, look, you know, I talk about this all the time. In celebrating Christmas, Christmas is about freedom. For any of you who study or know or, you know, Jesus Christ is your Lord, you get it. He came to free you. Credit cards aren't here to free you. They want to put you in bondage. They want to put you back under. You don't want to do that. And listen, you're not talking to the best guy in the world in this, because I go through my own cycles in life. But Darius Norman is joining us. He's a native of Birmingham, Alabama. He's a social worker, motivational speaker. He's got over 10 years of experience working with individuals, families, and communities. Now, he obtained a BA in religion from Morris Brown College, and he went on to obtain his graduate degree in social work from Clark Atlanta University. And now, he talks about he helps people take control of their financial and credit issues so they can secure their future. Darius, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is always, and I know this sounds like sick, but this is always fun to talk about because everybody's got their own idea of how to fix their credit score. Some don't even really understand what your credit score means, how it comes about, and how it plays into your today, how it plays in your everyday life. Isn't that true?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you want to identify what a credit score is, if you want me to give you the definition and give
yes.
the audience a definition
oh, yeah.
of a credit score.
Go for it.
A credit score is a representation or a number representing an individual, and it is primarily based on the reporting based from the credit bureaus, based on the accounts that you may already have. And your credit score is devised in five components. And those five components based on your payment history, how you utilize your credit, and also the other three will be the history or the length of the accounts that you have open, and also any new credit lines that you may have opened and the type of credit lines that you do have. That those components makes up your credit score.
Yeah, and it's amazing how people need to understand it's a percentage of the credit that your available credit that you're using, how long you've had it out, all of that, correct?
Absolutely. The top two components that will help you boost your credit scores or to help you create a great credit score is your payment history and your credit utilization. So your payment history counts for 35% of your total score, as well as your utilization. So that 65%, if you have these two components in line, you pay your bills on time, and you don't overutilize your credit. Your credit line, say if you have a credit card or you're paying on your card notes one time and you're paying the actual principal down, that is, those two components count for 65% of you creating a positive credit score.
Yeah, and again, your credit score has so much to do with your interest rates, not just on mortgage, other credit cards or credit type of lines. Also, my understanding is that some job applications now, they're looking at your credit score and your credit history as well. Is that true?
Absolutely. In particular, if you're going to be working in a banking or a financial institution, they look at your credit score to determine if how you pay your bills and to determine if you have integrity in managing or reviewing financial applications if you're going to work in a financial institution or a banking institution.
Yeah, again, it was never like that before. I knew a bunch of guys that were joking once that when their daughter decided to get married, the first thing they were going to do is check the guy's credit score to make sure he wasn't just looking to ride the coattails of daddy's money or something like that.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, part of this, too, is that people see credit cards as a way to simply have what they want to have right now, and they can just, what's the big deal, Darius? I'll buy it today. I'll pay it off 6, 7, 8 months. Look, if I buy it today, I can save like 30% if I use my new credit card from JCPenney's. That's what they told me. Anyhow, what's the big deal?
Well, the thing is, that's how they bait you in to get a credit card at the department stores. They'll say, well, we'll give you a 20% discount on this item if you buy it today, if you open up a line of credit. And if you open that line of credit, say if you buy a pair of shoes, Joe, and the price may amount to $100. And if you, they're saying that they're going to give you a 20% discount off that price of purchasing that shoe. So once you, if you allow that balance of $100 to carry over, guess what? You may, that particular, if you got something for, from a department store, depending on what kind of interest rate they're giving you, if you don't pay that $100 off, guess what? You're going to quadruple that payment that you're going to be paying for that shoe maybe three times over based on the interest rate if you don't pay that balance off.
I love the ones that say, hey, you can buy it today. There's no payments and no interest for 6 months. But when you read like the 0.2 pica print, it says exactly right. That you start growing the interest. If you don't pay that off in 6 months exactly, you start paying interest from the day it all occurs from the day you charge that thing to that 6 month period, right?
Absolutely. And so if you don't pay it off within that time span, guess what? You're subtracting the amount of money that should be going towards the principal of that loan or credit card account, and it's going to be going strictly to the principal. And then you'll be paying on that particular loan an extremely long time if you don't pay it off in that time frame.
And they love young people, don't they, Darius? I mean, young college kids are their favorite, I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And myself, you know, I can, as a astute learner myself, and I went to college. My parents, I grew up in a household, upper middle class household, and my parents were astute financially. However, and they taught me the ABCs of finances. And they gave me the literacy, but when I went off to college, I didn't have the life skill, I didn't have those reinforcers in college. So when the
Darius, we got to go for a quick break. Put that on pause. I want to talk about that on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Darius Norman's with us. We're talking about your credit score and your credit history and how to fix it. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to the real... Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, you know what? Christmas is here. Spend a few extra bucks. Head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy stuff that I have for the show. Helps put money in my pocket. I can get some new shirts. I don't have to keep wearing these T-shirts all the time. So... I want you to buy hashtag Stand for America. Now, it's really funny. It's a red shirt, white print, right away, right? It's a Trump shirt. And I always tell people, why does it have to be a Trump shirt? Trump isn't the only one that wants to stand for America. I want to stand for America. Everybody, I would hope that almost all Americans want to stand for America, right? So, you know, head up there, get the shirt, get the coffee mug, get the whatever it is. I'm sure there's something there. Something, you heard me, something there that'll whet your fancy, that'll make it worth your while. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. What? Okay. All right. Well, write it down. We'll put it in the next book. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, Darius Norman joins me. He's a native of Birmingham, Alabama. Boy, I got to get the tongue and the lips working. He's a social worker, motivational speaker. Too bad he couldn't teach me some diction here. With 10 years of experience working with individuals, families, and communities. And you know what? He's been educating people for quite some time now on their financial and credit issues. And I don't care who you are or you think you got it all together, you can always learn something about handling your finances. Darius, thanks for being with me today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You know, you've got a book calling Rewriting Financial Rules, The Simple Keys to Rewriting Financial Rules Using Credit Repairing, Building, and Consumer Reporting Strategies. Look, some people do some stupid stuff, and they get these dings, they get these bad marks on their credit report. How do they get rid of them? What is the best way to deal with these issues when you have them on your credit card? And I'm talking... You know, when the credit, not the, what do they call, the collection agencies start coming at you and what have you.
Right. So I'm glad that you are bringing that subject matter up. There are some protection strategies as a consumer that you have if you're dealing with debt collection agencies. Debt collection agencies are scavenger companies. They practice predatory practices to obtain a old debt that you may have created with a company maybe 5 to 6 years ago. And so a debt collection agency, a lot of times they buy the debt pennies on the dollar from those companies, and then they'll turn around and try to collect the debt from you, but yet you did not establish a contract with a the debt collection agency. So there are some protection strategies and some protection agencies that are out here to protect you against some of those practices. And the first agency, and with me coaching people that are dealing with debt collection agencies, I work with the, there is a local state consumer protection office in each state, and it's called the state attorney general's office. The state attorney general's office has an office to protect you as a consumer against some of these fraudulent practices with the debt collection agencies. If you have a debt collection agency coming after you from a for a old credit card, or a, maybe you might have defaulted on a car loan, and the bank who originally had the loan sold the debt to the agency, you can actually file a complaint through your state local agency against that company. And if they're not following the state laws in terms of collecting from you, they will. So they can actually have to pay or actually get a penalty abated to them. Also, there's a federal agency, and I'm pretty sure you've heard about it. It's been in the news lately, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And it was put in place as a watchdog or a protection agency for all consumers throughout the U.S. That are dealing with any issues from any financial institutions, such as a payday lender company or a debt collection agency, as I stated before, or a credit card company, or your mortgage institution. If they're not following the financial rules or laws, then you can make a complaint as a consumer to these agencies to protect yourself or to get...
But Darius, where do you find plain simple English, these what these laws would be or what your rights are in plain simple English that anybody could understand?
Okay, so as a consumer... You have a, it's a law on the book called the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And as a consumer, you have the right to obtain a free credit report once a year. And you go to that, go how you obtain your free credit report, you would go to freeannualcredit.com and you would pull your credit. And with that, with this particular law, if there's any inaccuracy, any error on your credit report, it allows you, it gives you the ability to dispute any inaccuracy onto your credit report.
But you can you can dispute those inaccuracies at any time during the year, correct? It's not like once a year, but you can do that pretty much at any time.
Right. So once a year you can get a free credit report, but you can dispute any item that you feel that is inaccurately reported onto your credit reports every 30 days.
Right.
And you can dispute that as many times as you want. There are three different ways to make a dispute. The first one would be to send out a certified letter indicating to the credit bureaus that you want them to investigate an error that is identified on your credit report. The second way to dispute an error onto your credit report, you can either you can call or you can dispute the item online.
Okay, and when you dispute these items, you know, sometimes like they're old, and there was something you maybe already took care of, maybe they weren't around, maybe you don't feel like you owe the money, really truly don't owe the money. Somebody's companies just slap the thing on your credit report, and you know, it's hard to fight. I mean, it's hard to fight, isn't it?
Right. Because let me give you the insight in terms of how the credit bureaus work. Credit bureaus work for the banking institutions. So the credit bureaus collect your information and then sells it to the banking institution so they can determine if you're credit worthy or not. So if you have more negative items onto your credit report, guess what? The banking institution will look at you as a risk, but however, they can look at you as meeting their bottom line. They can tack on more interest onto a loan if they extend it out to you if you have a poor credit score, if you have more negative items on to your credit report. So that's the trick to into the credit bureaus and the credit scoring system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, like I said, I know that people have told me, you know, I look at some of the stuff that comes through the mail and have given it to me, you know, these new loans that are coming up, you call them predatory loans. I have a different feeling to a degree. I look at some of the stuff and say, you need to read. You need to read the stuff that comes through the mail. You know, maybe that $3,500 can help you out just before Christmas. But when you read the fine print in the back, it's 124% interest, okay? Now, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out what that means. And
Absolutely. They
trick you into saying with payments of only, you know, you can borrow $5,000 and your payments are only $256. And you think to yourself, wow, $256 a month, that's not bad. You know, a couple years down the road, I'm fine, but it's not. It's like for 10 years, and it's not a month. It's two payments a month. It's every other week kind of thing. So you sit there and you say, right, and... But we're excited. It's going to get us, we'll get Christmas gifts for Aunt Susie or whatever, and it'll get us out of debt. We can pay off the other credit cards, but they really nail you good. But people have to pay attention, Darius, right?
I agree. They must pay attention every day. Well, monthly, I encourage the people that I coach in terms of when they're dealing with poor credit or they are in a tight bind financially and they don't have reserve funding, I always encourage people in that particular state to really sit down and create a budget and really determine if you really want to purchase an item, determine if it's really a need or a want at this moment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just want it, but it may not be a need at that time. So you have to really set some boundaries. And I know it's hard because there are things that you like. I like things. All of us have vices.
Oh, yeah.
And I think all of us, you know, we want certain things. And we, and in particular, being in America, we have this microwave mentality.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, you can tell people where to get your book and a few other things. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
That's right. When your credit score is too high, sing a song. It'll make your day. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, look, when it's you got to have a little happy stuff, right? In between the breaks, you have to have a little happy stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about the victory to the IRS. Finally admitted to the Tea Party and other conservative groups that they were targets during the last administration. Anyway, let me get back to my guest. God, I swallowed the wrong way. God, don't you love it? It's always a lot of fun. So anyway, Darius Norman, I mean, we've been talking about your credit scores, what not to buy, what to buy, how not to get in any trouble. And if you do, because we're all been there, right? How to get out of that trouble, how to make it right again. Now, he's got a book called Rewriting Financial Rules. You need to go find, you don't have to find the book. We're actually going to give you the website. We're going to give you a link to it here in a few minutes. Darius, again, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, let's finish up a little bit on the other side. How do you clean this stuff up right quickly, and then tell people where they can get the book? And I don't know if you've got any postings out there, or you're posting on a regular basis so that people can stay clean, or try to stay clean. I don't know if they will.
Absolutely. So what I'll do is give you a quick, like, how to get some things, negative items removed off your credit report. The first thing would be to get
pull all your credit reports from all three credit bureaus. And the second step would be to review your credit report to determine if you have any discrepancies or inaccuracies. And then thirdly, it would be to dispute any negative item that you feel that is being reported negatively. And then thirdly, once you see some progress and see some negative items being removed off your credit report, then you need to learn how to rebuild your credit scores. So in the book, I recently published my first book entitled Rewriting Financial Rules. It would give you three steps in terms of how to build and boost your credit scores within 30 to 60 days. If you, especially if you're trying to make a major purchase, and you can find it in my book. My website is entitled Rewriting Financial Rules, LLC.com. Also, I'm a credit counselor and credit coach. If you'd like to consult with me one-on-one, you can find all of my information on my website at Rewriting Financial Rules, LLC.com. All of my social media outlets are available on my website if you'd like to converse with me through my social media outlets, through via Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram.
Yeah, we're gonna put that up on the website, on our website as well, and we'll post that information for you. It's really an area that when people get hit with this stuff, they just throw their hands up and give up because it's very complicated. It could be very hard to deal with, but you know you gotta work on it. You gotta pound away at it, and that's how you clean things up. Darius, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, and I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Look at. You've got to stay clean, right? I mean, I know it's tough. I know you sometimes you want what you want. You want it now. But let me tell you, when you go to Chick-fil-A, you know, and you buy that chicken sandwich and the frappe and, you know, some water or whatever you're getting, French fries and all that, you know, you spend your $12.19. It doesn't last long. The bill's there for a while, but it doesn't last long. You know what I'm saying? And there's plenty of people getting themselves in trouble with credit cards on short-term stuff. Right? Not long-term purchases. And even then, think it through. Think about what you want to do and really what you need to have and have to have. So, as I started to say earlier, we knew this was, a lot of us knew this was there. We've been poo-pooed. We've been made fun of. But there's some victory. The IRS admits to the Tea Party and other conservative groups that they targeted them during the Obama era. Is anybody surprised? Now, it took many years to resolve, but Jay Sekulow says that he's delighted to report that they just obtained a resounding victory in their legal challenge to the IRS's political targeting of conservative organizations. Now, in an unprecedented victorious conclusion to 4 years, my God, 4-year-long battle for this. Yeah, they were fighting to make sure you got no information. The bureaucratic agency has just admitted in federal court that it wrongfully targeted Tea Party and conservative groups. They just admitted in federal court that they targeted. Now, do we get to put them in jail for all the lying they did before? Does the director get to go to jail? Does he get fined? Does he get fired? Does anything happen to him? So they wrongfully targeted Tea Party conservative groups during the Obama administration because of their political viewpoints and issued an apology to the clients. Right? In addition, the IRS is consenting to a court order that would prohibit it from ever engaging in this form of unconstitutional discrimination in the future. Me, that order is nothing but toilet paper because we've seen administrations ignore court orders before. Right? They don't care. They shouldn't have done this to begin with. This was illegal to begin with. In a proposed consent order filed with the court yesterday, the IRS has apologized for its treatment of our clients, 36 Tea Party and other conservative organizations from 20 states that applied for a 501c3 and C4 tax-exempt status with the IRS between 09 and 12 during the tax-exempt determinations process, crucially following years of denial by the IRS and blame-shifting by IRS officials. The agency now expressly admits that it did do wrong. It purposely did wrong. Are you shocked? considering the last administration at all? The order states the IRS admits that its treatment of the plaintiffs during the tax-exempt determinations process, including screening their applications based on their names or policy positions, subjecting those applications to heightened scrutiny, and inordinately, the demanding of some plaintiffs information that TIGTA determined was unnecessary. I don't even know what that means. Anybody know what that means? Was determined was unnecessary to the agency determining of their tax exemption. In other words, if you had freedom or liberty or Americana or patriotism or any of that stuff in there, you were going to be turned down, period. Throughout litigation of this case, Secula says that we have remained committed to protecting the rights of our clients who faced unlawful discriminatory action by the IRS. Our objective from the very beginning has been to hold the IRS accountable. Boy, that's a big... I wonder how often he'll get audited now. You know what I mean? The consent order represents a historic victory for our client, sends an unequivocal message that a government agency, I mean, really, seriously, probably the most powerful government agency, can't, the targeting of conservative organizations, or any organization for that matter, on the basis of, you know, this works the other way too, people. They can't, we can't have a conservative-based IRS or government administration that goes after liberal agencies or liberal groups. I don't think that's right either. They will rise or fail based on how good they are or not good. I mean, look at, let's be honest about it. How many conservative shows are on the air and how many liberal shows are actually on the air? Because liberal radio doesn't work. It's a circular argument with themselves among themselves. That's a segment for another day. But again, Secula goes on to say, this is it. This will end. I don't believe it. If they adhere to the law, it'll end it. I don't believe they'll adhere to the law. These practices go on. They've been going on for years. It just depends on who's in power. He goes on to say that he previously detailed in March of 2012, when the whole thing began, right, he was being contacted by dozens of Tea Party and conservative groups who were being harassed by the Obama IRS. And, you know, whether you want to hear it or not, I know some of you guys on the left are going, oh, okay, here goes Messina again. But look, it's real. It's not a joke. It's not made up. You guys made fun. Oh, they would never do that. Well, guess what? They just admitted to doing it. Right? They don't care, though. No, seriously, they don't care. They got away with it. They stopped some groups from raising money during the days of Obama. They got away with it. And I think Obama should be put in jail for some of the stuff that he allowed, that he knew about, that he basically okayed. Seriously. Why should he be treated like anybody else at this point? Anyway. Their tax-exempt applications were held up for years. Some cases, some of them, over 7 years. Nobody even got to them. They began receiving obtrusive and unconstitutional requests for donor and member information that began now. Some of the people have been legally fighting like 5 or 6 years to try to get their applications moved along or not have to give this information. Right? On May 10, 2013, Lois Lerner, then the head of the IRS's tax-exempt organizations divisions, she publicly implicated the IRS in one of the worst political targeting scandals ever. So, you can beat the IRS. You can take them on and win. You need to do it the right way, and you need to do it with the right people. Listen, when we come back, Larry Greenfield's going to join us. He's fresh off an event about American conservatism and the Republican Party, and how he was received. It was at a synagogue in the Los Angeles area. And I want to know why Jews keep voting for Democrats, even though they're not willing to help them. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side.